are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
So brief conversation I had with this woman yesterday when I was picking up the kids and talking. She brought up how it was going to get cold again next week, be below zero.
Right.
I was like, well, you know, at least we got a nice few days in here. And she says, doesn't matter. I'm inside where it's freezing all day. And Kurt, you had brought this up the other day. We're just kind of wondering, just how bad is it at your work?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the temperature, are you one of those people that doesn't really get undressed the whole day? You leave your coat on, your hat on.
Right.
Right.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, I did hear people complaining about that, especially during that cold spell. Some people saying they just could not get warm.
Yeah, I see it all winter long.
It was so cold outside, you would think that pretty much any indoors would feel good.
Yes. Right? Uh-huh. It's at least 50 degrees warmer inside somewhere, most likely.
You hope.
Yes.
Right.
But even going to stores, I walk around and people are still all bundled up, and you can tell by their carts they've been inside for a good 45 minutes or so, and here at work too. People who walk around bundled up, jackets, hats, still wearing stocking caps inside. Right.
Our building is weird that way, too. Some parts of the building are warm, others freezing.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to have lunch yesterday and got my soup. Soup sounded really good. And I went to go take my coat off and was like, nope. I'll be sitting here eating my soup with my coat on.
280-1025. Can you not get warm during the day? How bad is it at work? You know, what's your work temp? Maybe you work in a day. Maybe you have the other problem. Maybe it's too hot.
Yes.
We get that in the studio here. We can't figure out the temperature in here. And, it was so, so cold, and we couldn't get it to get warm in here. And
like
then
the air was
it
on.
Warmed up, and suddenly
the heat
is kicking on.
I know.
It's
now
very
it's
bizarre.
Freezing in here. Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Like my hands are between my knees right now.
Do you think it's cold in here today? You
yes.
Do? Okay.
I do. I think
it feels fine today.
Oh. Okay. Maybe I need to go bundle up and be the person that I always look at going, take off your coat, make yourself at home.
Well, it is.
You're here for a while.
I think most companies default to it being chillier and employees can bundle up compared to it being too hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
280-1025. Are you having trouble adjusting to the temp at work? It sounds bad, but I think a lot of you have that problem. Cheryl, what's the situation?
It is so cold that we all have space heaters under our desks and blankets over our laps and around our shoulders. It's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to somebody else who told me the same thing about it. Their work, they all have space heaters, but yet because of the place they work, they have to have a special kind of space heater.
Oh, sure.
And so none of them want to buy those, so they all hide them.
Jeez.
So they take them
to work. They do provide ours, but they literally turn off after 2 minutes because they think they're warm enough.
Oh, warm enough.
I mean, are we only a short time away from just lighting up garbage cans and huddling around them like you see in the movies? Like, we live under the bridge now.
Yeah. We might be. That's funny. Thank you, Cheryl. Have a warmer day, okay? Bye.
Thanks.
Jan, it's cold where you work, too.
Yes, it is.
How bad?
Well, I bought a little thermometer thing. It got down to 57.
That's cold.
Oh.
That's a cool workplace.
That is cold.
Yeah.
Yes, I have 3 layers on, and sometimes I have to put my coat on.
Is there any reason why the workplace has to be that cold, or they just have a heating problem of some sort?
I don't really know. I work in the front at Walmart, so doors are always opening and closing.
Sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that would probably be hard to regulate that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, stay warm.
Good luck, Jen.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.